Welcome back here for our final segment of Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. Scott City 8-2 after the 28-0 win against the Concordia Panthers. We had an opportunity to catch up with assistant coach Dakota Hayes in the postgame show and hear his comments.
You guys were very dominant, and really a lot of the things tonight that were, the turnovers and stuff that you guys saw drives in were self-inflicted, but really you guys pretty much won about every facet of the game tonight.
Yeah, that was a big thing that we said. We wanted to step up, be physical, play the three phases of the game, really step up defensively and drive the football on offense. So
your first two drives looked pretty good. You had a 12-play drive that ended up in a fumble, but you came back with a 9-play drive, and I think you got the ball control really in that first quarter, in the first half there, where you guys just kept the rock there and kept it for 3-, 4-, 5-minute drives there a lot in the first half. Even though you only scored on two of those, I thought that really kind of helped wear down Concordia as the game went on.
Yeah, it really kind of set the tone. I mean, when you're able to drive the ball like that and get the chains moving, and you don't get behind them, you don't shoot yourselves in the foot too early, really get that ball moving, kind of takes a toll on any defense, really.
Yeah. And it was kind of interesting how you guys were setting things up offensively. It was really a lot of Hunter Yeager in the first quarter. He had 7 carries, but you were able to get the ball to 5 or 6 different players, and then really the first 3 quarters of your main units, and really a lot of them had pretty good runs. You had Jace Thomas in the third quarter. He had a big 8-yard run, but you had Parker Gooden had a nice scramble for the touchdown. You also had, I thought, Carson Froh ran the ball a lot better, more confident tonight. Kevin Serrano, even though he had only 3 carries for 11 yards, he looked a little bit more confident running the football as well.
Yeah, really getting those guys' confidence throughout the week and just getting behind them, saying, you know, this is where you need to go and this is what needs to happen and get going and just telling them that, you know, we're behind you. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that you can do this, so step up and, be a baller on Friday night.
Defensively, I mean, where do you guys start here? Because it was 3-and-out after 3-and-out, and then it ended up being 4-and-out after 4-and-out. To not give up a first down until late in the third quarter, I think, just says about how big a focus that you guys had on defense here tonight.
Yeah, defense played really well. I mean, we had a bunch of guys step up. You know, we lost Winderland a couple weeks ago, and Sawyer Stevens stepped in there and really took that role and played well. All those guys really, really, you know, they took the liberty that, we needed to establish our authority over the top of them and play well and, you know, win the game.
Get to 8-2, and this is big for you guys. You're going to be playing for another Friday, hopefully, here next week, and it's either going to be Cheney or Wichita Collegiate. So kind of nice to step away from an unfamiliar opponent here for the first time in what seems like forever. But, this team, I think, gained a lot of confidence, even more so tonight with such a short turnaround against the same team, and to be able to really duplicate what they did the first time around.
Yeah, the way that bracket's really set up, it's hard to kind of get away early from the people that you've seen before. You know, last round we played Holcomb right out of the gate. We played them week 2. And then to turn around and play another foe that we played in districts a couple weeks ago, it's always hard to beat somebody a second time.
Yes.
You know, they know what you do well, and we know what they do well, and so it's a chess match, and you got to be able to find a wrinkle here or there that you might not have been very good at last time, and to keep them on their toes and keep them honest. So,
well, congratulations on the big victory tonight, and way to duplicate that. Hopefully, we get another home game next week if Cheney continues to win.
That's right, another home game. Keep the drive alive.
Thanks once again there to assistant coach Dakota Hayes stopping by post game after the Beavers' 28-0 win. Final numbers here in this game, Concordia had only 36 yards of offense. They had 126 on the ground in the first meeting 2 weeks prior, but the Beavers limited the Panthers to 23 yards rushing on 26 carries. They were 3 of 8 passing for 13 yards with that late pick in the game. So just 36 yards of offense for Concordia. Hunter Schrader for Concordia left the ball game late in the first quarter on defense, hurt his ankle, was unable to return, and he was their leading rusher coming into the ball game at 1,100 yards and only had 1 carry for 2 yards. They missed him a lot, but Scott City was very assignment sound once again on defense on Friday night, limiting the Panthers to just 23 yards on the ground and 36 yards of offense. Concordia only had 3 first downs. The first came with 1:36 to go in the third quarter. They were 0-3 on fourth down and 0-9 on third down. For Scott City, they finished with 333 yards of offense, 219 on the ground on 52 carries, 6-10 passing with a touchdown pass for Parker Gooden, 114 yards through the air. Scott City had 11 different ball carriers. They were led by Hunter Yeager, 66 yards on 15 carries and a touchdown. Cale Goodman had 61 yards on 11 carries and a touchdown. And Parker Gooden had 13 carries, 57 yards and a touchdown. That 22-yard run put the game away for good there late in the fourth quarter. And Scott City through the air, Hunter Yeager, 2 receptions, 31 yards and a touchdown. 5 different players caught the ball for the Beavers. Leading receiver was Jackson Lewis to that 46-yard reception in the second quarter that set up the Beavers' second touchdown of the night. Scott City had 21 first downs in the game. They were 7-12 on third down and 1-3 on fourth down. 28-0 Beavers win. They improved to 5-0 in the all-time series against Concordia. 3 of those games in Scott City, all shutouts. So that was interesting. And the Beavers also improved to 52-20 in the playoffs in their 25th playoff appearance, 28-10 at home in the playoffs, and 18-4 in the region around. The Beavers have just taken care of business in that region around the playoffs. It's also the 14th win of 15 tries all time against teams from the North Central Kansas League for Scott City. The Beavers are now have now scored in 142 consecutive games, and they have 77 straight games in scoring at least 10 points. Concordia dropped to 5-5 on the year to end their season. They are now 9-14 in the playoffs. They wrapped up their 15th playoff appearance. But Scott City will host the Cheney Cardinals this Friday night at Darner Field. This is going to be a very tough game. Cheney 8-2, but their 2 losses are both to undefeated teams. The first game of the year they lost to a Garden Plain team who's in the top 2. Them and Hoisington are going to battle it out on a Friday night. I believe that game is in Garden Plain, so that should be a great ball game there between those 2 undefeateds at 10-0. The other loss that Cheney had suffered was in their district championship game to Andale in Andale. They only lost by 7, 29-22, so that tells you how good Cheney is this year. And Andale, number 1 ranked team in Class 3, will head to Beloit. So in the Class 3A playoffs, it's District 6 versus District 8 in 2 matchups on Friday night. It's the District 6 runner-ups, Cheney against the District 8 runner-up Scott City at Darner Field this Friday night. 6 o'clock kickoff. Once again, a 6 p.m. kickoff, 5:30 for the pregame. It's the first ever meeting between these 2 schools and the first time Scott City has faced a team from that Central Plains League since 2013 when they went to Conway Springs and won that game by the count of 20-7. So hopefully it's a win for Scott City. They won 2 straight against CPL teams, and hopefully it's a 3rd in a row there. And so it should be a fun one. Cheney is 8-2, a 6-win improvement from last year, and they're going to be a very tough out. But when you get to the round of 8, every game is going to be extremely tough, and expect a great one. They do run a lot of different things on offense, and they like to run the football a lot, but they can also throw pretty well there. So it'll be a tough battle for Scott City. But 6 o'clock kickoff at Darner Field on Friday night. Thanks again for listening here to Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. We'll do it again next week with the sectional playoff game with Scott City and Cheney. I'm Adam Kadavy here on WesternKansasNews.com.